Kad je ta kof mrave frije, je je zelo nahvatio više moj kroz meni svirli. Da hajš kod mi tvoj vino mnogo, vino se zna. A filu te mi rabon, in if you want to serve, više moj gozo kojim se rabon, on se holds what you go bost roj. Then the question was, why la achar bashono? Is it a sophic bachor? It should be a vare not a bachor. She, la go bost roj, she gave birth. So Mor says, ki out the rabon bost roj, when rabon say go bost roj, berubu do tali bevaisa. Not totally in the Maisa. Avaruba, the totally the Maisa, loy, you don't go Vosaroy for some reason. They say, what's the totally the Maisa? Rashi says, going, Ibur Habahema, the totally be Havo, that she has to live, she has to mate with a man. Vikala Mechosh, Ramel, Yvikala Mechosh, Shema loy, Olo, Lezoch, maybe a male didn't come on her. Birkach Sophic, his Raiv, that's by itself, Teva, Sachigobos Rubid Lesser, come on. Rove Chitanim will have children. But here to say that the poro, that the ace, was gave birth already, is totally the meister, the zoch had a come on her. That's how we don't say. As you say, we use a lot of places this. We have one ace that's 1 year old, so the firstborn is bad lekoin. Mikan lahalon, after that, a suffix. Like it says in our Mishnah. Rochel bashtayin, bad lekoin. Mikan lahalon, suffix. Same thing, Poro Basholish, Avad Lekoin, for sure the kids of Bechor go to the Kain. Mikan Lahalon, as if they're 3 years old, then Sof, it's a Sofic Bechor. Chamura, it's a Poro, the same look like a Poro Basholish, or Basholish, it's Avad Lekoin, yes, that's a Sofic. Yeah, so we're standing in the Mishnah, you're right. Reb Yeser, Reb Yehudu Reimer, Chamura Bas Arba Shalom, no, it's 4 years. Ad Kan, Divi Reb Yishmoel, Klo, there's a Reb Yishmoel. Now, Kishinemru devorim of Rabbi Yeshua, and he said this halach in front of Rabbi Yeshua, Omlem Yeshua said, Su Omruloi, Rabbi Shmuel, go to Rabbi Shmuel, toys, that you, Rabbi Shmuel, Yeshua, you made a mistake. Mamma Shigenal Mishnah says, who is that Rabbi Kiva said it back? Here it's Rabbi Yeshua saying it back, that you made a mistake, toys. Ilub Bivlad, 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 Havahemot Niftares. It was only if the Behemoth gave birth once, then the second one's not a Bechor anymore, how you could have rech, you'd be right. Elish, you know, we hold Timon Avlav Behema Daka Tinov. If the Behema Daka let out some dirty blood, dirty dam, that's also a Timon to say that she was pregnant, and the Vlad was Nimuach, and just came out in the dam. So, maybe the second one is not called the Bechor anymore. Or the Gasa of Behema Gasa Shilia. If the placenta comes out, that's also proof to say that there was a Vlad, and the Vlad Echveis also got came Nimuach. Or the Isha, by an Isha, Shfir Bishul, you two things are a simonim. Either the placenta, or else the skin of the baby itself, of the uber. Even though you don't see any meat inside it, but we just find the skin of the uber, also the same thing. We say she was pregnant, and the kid was Nimuach, got dissolved. And therefore, the second one is not called the Bechor anymore. Yes, that's what who Rabbi Yeshua says back. V'ani, ein ani oimer kein, I don't say like this. Who? You're right, Yevani. Yeah, well, soon say that means right, Yevani. Myself, Yevani, and McCain, right? Ela Eiz, Shetinfo, Bas, Batshisha, Yoledes, Petershinoso, Evane, Shetinfo, when she was 6 months old, then she'll still give birth if at the end of the year. In other words, Tinuf takes time. As soon as Rashi says, the Tinuf, Besayf Sheish, Sherinu, Sheshilu, Latanef, Betchilus, Achodish, Shavid, in the 7th month. Then we say what? Your letters with Ershinos, that she can give birth at the end of the year. Huh? In Rashi. Yeah. So then we say what? So she could give birth a second time, like Ershinos. The same thing, a Rochol Shatin for Bas Shinos, at the end of 1 year, we saw Tin coming out, is your letter with Ershinos, she can give birth within a second year. No, it was a child, yeah. The first tinif is a suffix, yeah, we have a suffix with a child. Yeah, Omer Rabbi Kiva, Ani loy bosi liyodi midizu. I didn't hear about these halachas, this midah. Ella like this, Rabbi Kiva says, Klo, kol shi yidu asher bichro en kama kain klum. If you know for sure the behemi gave birth once already, so the second one's not a bichro, the kain gets nothing. The kol shi loy bichro, if you know for sure it did not give birth yet, then ha reizu l'kain, period. Tabad l'kain. Sophic, what's loch? Anytime you have a sophic, whether it's a bechor or not, loch is yerchel b'mumel abaylam. Then a sophic, the baylam has the right to keep it. and b'mumoy, then the isra goes off and he's allowed to eat it. So Mar said, now b'maikim l'vig, what's the machlokes of b'maikim l'vigay? Maikim Rabbi Yishmael, Rabbi Yishua. What's the first machlokes of Rabbi Yishmael and Rabbi Yishua? Rabbi Yishmael says the shear of 1 year, 2 years, 3 years, and Yishua says back not like that. So leimah b'tinif poitik mitzvah, that's the gufra machlokes. Does tinif patur or not? If this behemoth first let out some dirty blood, like do we say that's called the vlad, and the second one after that is not a bechor? And Rabbi Shmuel hold now, Rabbi Shmuel hold, it's still called the bechor what comes out afterwards. Here, Rabbi Shmuel saw, but tinif ain't a poitin, no, tinif means nothing. If a dirty blood came out, that's not a simin vlad, and therefore the second one is the first bechor. Rabbi Shmuel saw, but no, tinif poitin, Rabbi Shmuel, dear tinif is a pot poitin, so now the second one is not a bechor anymore. Now that's good for the machlaikis. Smar says no. If we see it clearly that the dirty dam came out, so the kuli yamalei pliyur the tinif poita, everybody would agree. Even Rabbi Shmuel would agree that about a tinif is a poita. For hocha bechoshin the tinif kumitzvitz machlokes. Are we choshish? Maybe there was tinif or not. Rabbi Shmuel sovereign choshin the tinif. No, we're not afraid. So as far as we know, there was nothing before, and therefore this is the first vlad she's having. It's a vade bechor. It's in the first year. If we are afraid, and therefore the second kid that comes out is not a vadeh b'chor, it's a sofik b'chor. For the Gemara v'leichayish, the true Rabbi Shmuel is not afraid for tinnif. Could that be? I v'om arova ma'achvar to Rabbi Shmuel k Rabbi Meir Srili. We came before Rabbi Shmuel has to look Rabbi Meir that chashin lemuta, because otherwise you go boss a roif to say that for sure mikan v'elach he gave birth already. Tell him, my what? Rabbi Shmuel holds like Rabbi Meir chashin lemute. If so, he's so lechayish lemute. He's chort sefira. So if he's chashin lemute, for sure he has to be chayish the tinnif also. Good, it's only a meat. Right. Even though Rav gives birth, maybe this one didn't give birth. Right. So b'zoy for sure you got to be machmir. Yeah. And the Gemara saying, ki chayish lechumra nechlami. Lekul lechayish lechumri says give isurim, but to be maker take off isurim, that you don't say. If you learn the chashin lemuta, zonim the rabbanon, it's called roni machmir. The rabbanon lechumra, but not lekulo. The boy's family not going to tell us to be like this. No, bein lekulo, bein lechumra, chayish enechnami. Rabbi Shmuel's also chayish lemuta both ways, bein lekulo, bein lechumra. If so, so why don't you chayish letinif over here? So what's the machlokes then? V'ocha v'metanefes v'chayzeres v'yoledes v'toyish nosek v'fugay. The case where she was metan, she had dirty dam came out. And then she gave birth within the first year. That's the machlokes. The Bishmol Sava mitanefes einu chazeres v'yoledes v'toyish shenoso. It was really true that she was mitanef, so then she would not give birth that same year. It's not possible. And therefore, v'ho midi oiled, since this one did give birth within the first year, v'adi letonef. That's a proof to say that she for sure did not have tinef. That's Yeah. No, 5 months, you're right. Well, about then, yeah, tomorrow we'll soon say this, yeah. If she was mitanif, could you still give birth at the end of the first year? Is that possible or not? That means that we are in the tinnif, right? Just here, when she gave birth at the end of the first year, that's Rabbi Shmuel Svara. Here, we're not cautious. Tashiwa? Now, what's the Vani Yomer? What's Rabbi Shum say? Vani Yomer? Vani Yomer and it came. El Eiz Shatinfo Bas Shisho. If you know she had tinnif at the end of the first six months, then you let the Torah Shinosa, she can still give birth. But you're saying it'll take 5 months yet to become pregnant to give birth. And Roch Hashatin for Bas Shinosa, you let the Torah Shtayim. So now, my Samura says now, my Ika Ben Gomrei Lisvare, what's the difference between the way Rabbi Yeshua first said over, the way he learned it, and Lisvare means the way he himself says it, like Vani Einoim Mekain means what I myself say. But his first Loshim was like this, that Tinif is a Poitah. Mar says that machlokes is she tinfo b'soif shisha. The case where we saw the behemoth first off let the dirty blood out, she had this discharge at the end of the 6th month, going into the 7th month. And v'yikra b'nai d'zirin, the nafkamina is whether he holds from ziris halacha or not. The what? The yom hazira, the diri says, ein tinuf pachos mishleishim yoyim. Like for this discharge to come out, it takes 30 days from the time the dirty blood starts to come out till this whole vlad gets out of her, it takes 30 days. That's what ziri holds. So therefore, legomri means what Yeshua first learned when he first said over his Gemara's Kabbalah was, isle diziri, he holds like ziri, and yes. And therefore, that if she had tinuf first, we say she gives birth the first year, it's not a bechor, it's only if the tinuf was before the 6th month. But if it happened during the 6th month, then that's not called a good tinuf if she gave birth the first year, like we'll soon see, because since tinuf has to be for at least 30 days, so it goes into the 7th month, and then we know she has to give birth, it takes her 5 months to become to have a baby. So she gave birth at the end of the first year, so it must be that the first tinuf was not really a tinuf. That's what the Gemara held. And therefore it's only she had tinuf before the 6th month, not during the 6th month. But Lisvarei, what Rabbi Shu himself really holds was, Lesley the Ziri doesn't know from Ziri. And therefore he holds, even though the tinuf first started in the middle of the 6th month, so therefore still she can give birth by the end of the first year, and the first tinuf, there was a vlad there. How could it be she was pregnant for 5 months and she had the tinuf? So, because the tinuf does not have to be for 30 days. The tinuf, the discharge, could take only a week. So therefore, if she started to see the discharge in the middle of the 6th month, she could see the discharge for 1 week or 2 weeks till the end of the 6th month, and then she still has 5 more months to become pregnant, like to have the baby. So if it's possible to give birth at the end of the first year, and it's not called a bechor. Something more says, the boy said, the other thing I can answer you is, that the Kuli Yam is still the Ziri, no, both. According to the Gemara and according to his own Svari, holds like Ziri, that the Tinuf takes 30 days. Yeah, so what's the Machlaikis over here? For Ocha Bialedis Lumukotom Kimisvagi. Could they give birth that 5 months would have to be a complete 5 months? Or could it be 4.5 months? Lumukotom means chopped up. The last month could be chopped up. But this Lagomri, according to the first Shita, Lo Yamini Yulad.